This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's Entertainment Roundup. We are diving into the biggest headlines from the world of celebrity, bringing you the latest updates on the stars you follow every single day. Let's get started.
Katie Price's husband, Lee Andrews, is officially a missing person.
Kylie Minogue reveals her steamy history with Michael Hutchins.
Tess Daly and Vernon Kay plan a friendly divorce.
Elsie Hewitt labels Pete Davidson a deadbeat dad online.
Sebastian Stan and Annabelle Wallace confirm their first pregnancy.
Danny Bowman slams the use of slurs in Euphoria.
Pete Davidson's camp denies claims of unpaid child support.
Adam Driver responds to Lena Dunham's shocking memoir claims.
First up today, the situation surrounding Katie Price's husband, Lee Andrews, has taken a very serious turn as he has now been officially declared a missing person. It has been 5 days since Katie last heard from him, and the details she is sharing are increasingly alarming. Over the weekend, Katie expressed her terrifying fears that Lee might have been kidnapped, claiming she believed he was being detained in a van with his hands tied. This all stems from their last conversation, which took place late Wednesday night while Lee was traveling through the Hatta border in Dubai. Since that call, his phone has gone dead, and his family has now taken the step of filing a formal report with the British Embassy in Dubai. It is a desperate situation for everyone involved as the search continues.
What makes this even more complicated is the public reaction Katie is facing. She has mentioned being mortified by accusations that this is some kind of publicity stunt or a soap opera storyline. However, the facts on the ground suggest a real crisis. Lee was supposed to join Katie for a high-profile television interview on Monday, but never made the flight, citing vague tasks he needed to finish first. While Katie has recently been seen without her wedding ring, sparking rumors about the state of their marriage, she insists that this disappearance is a separate, grave matter. She has been in contact with Dubai's head of CID, who confirmed Lee was not being held in official custody. This leaves a massive void of information regarding his whereabouts, leaving his family and Katie in a state of constant worry.
Now let's shift to Kylie Minogue is opening up like never before in her new Netflix documentary series, specifically regarding her intense relationship with the late INXS frontman Michael Hutchins. While many remember her early romance with Jason Donovan, Kylie identifies Hutchins as her greatest love and the source of her most profound heartbreak. They began dating in 1989, a pairing that shocked the world because it brought together the squeaky clean pop princess and the ultimate rock and roll bad boy. Kylie describes their time together as a whirlwind of new experiences, covering everything from music and travel to more hedonistic pursuits. She admits that she has been searching for a similar connection ever since their split in 1991, suggesting that no other partner has quite matched the intensity she felt during those 3 years with the charismatic singer.
The documentary reveals the deep emotional toll the relationship took on her, especially after Hutchins ended things. Kylie describes herself as being completely shattered by the breakup, noting that he was her first real experience with true heartbreak. Despite the pain, she speaks of him with incredible fondness, stating that she still feels his presence with her, even 3 decades after his passing. The relationship eventually buckled under the pressure of their demanding careers, as the long periods of separation while INXS was on tour made it nearly impossible to maintain their bond. It is a rare, vulnerable look at a superstar reflecting on a formative chapter of her life. Her honesty about still longing for that level of passion really highlights how much of an impact Hutchins had on her, far beyond the tabloid headlines of the era.
Next up, in a world where celebrity breakups often turn into bitter legal battles, Tess Daly and Vernon Kay are reportedly aiming for the friendliest divorce in showbiz history. After 22 years of marriage, the BBC stars announced their split last week, but insiders say the process is remarkably amicable. They even shared a bottle of champagne to toast the end of their marriage when they released their joint statement. The focus now is on divvying up their estimated £6 million fortune and their various property interests without any public squabbling. Because both have maintained high-earning careers at the BBC, neither party is in a position where they need to fight over assets for financial security. This financial independence is a key factor in why they are able to keep things so civil as they move forward into their separate lives.
At the center of their negotiations is their 5-bedroom home in Buckinghamshire, valued at around £3 million. Vernon, who earns a significant salary as a top Radio 2 presenter, and Tess, who recently left her long-running role on Strictly Come Dancing, have both been smart with their investments over the years. They have a mix of joint projects and solo business ventures, including Tess's successful swimwear brand. Sources indicate that they are prioritizing the well-being of their two daughters, Phoebe and Amber, which is driving their desire to keep the split as classy and straightforward as possible. It is a refreshing change of pace to see a high-profile couple handle such a difficult transition with this much mutual respect. They seem determined to walk away without taking a financial or emotional hit, setting a new standard for celebrity separations.
Moving on to Pete Davidson is facing some very public and very messy allegations from his former partner, Elsie Hewitt. The model has taken to social media to imply that the comedian is not stepping up as a father to their 5-month-old daughter, Scotty Rose. In a series of posts, Elsie suggested that she is essentially raising the child on her own and is under significant pressure to work and provide for the infant without help. This has led to a wave of criticism directed at Pete, with fans and gossip columnists alike questioning his commitment to his new family. The drama unfolded quickly after Elsie posted a TikTok shrugging off recent paparazzi photos, claiming her only focus is the hard work of solo parenting. It is a damaging narrative for Pete, who has often spoken about his desire to be a father in past interviews.
The situation escalated when Elsie responded to comments on her posts, further fueling the idea that Pete has left her high and dry financially. She even shared that she was actively looking for a nanny or a mother's helper, which many interpreted as a sign that she has no support system in place. This kind of public call-out is always a lightning rod for controversy, especially given Pete's high profile and his history of high-speed relationships. While the initial claims painted a picture of a deadbeat dad, the speed at which these allegations spread shows just how much interest there is in Pete's personal life. For now, the public is left wondering who to believe as the details of their private disagreement become very public. It is a classic case of a relationship breakdown playing out in the most visible way possible through social media.
Now let's discuss. On a much happier note, Sebastian Stan and Annabelle Wallace have officially confirmed they are expecting their first child together. The couple made a stunning appearance on the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival, where Annabelle proudly showed off her baby bump in a daring backless sequined gown. This marks their first major public appearance since the news broke, and they certainly made an impression. Sebastian, known for his role as Captain America, recently spoke about the weight of his new responsibility. He mentioned in an interview that he is feeling the pressure to be a good father and a good man, admitting that at 43, he feels like he is just starting to learn what that really means. It was a rare moment of vulnerability for the actor, who has generally kept his private life very guarded over the years.
The couple has been together for about 4 years, having first been linked back in 2022. Despite their fame, they have worked hard to maintain a level of privacy, rarely discussing their relationship in the press. Sebastian has even noted how difficult it is to find any privacy in the modern world, which explains why they waited so long to confirm the pregnancy. Annabelle had previously hinted at the news by debuting her bump at a Met Gala afterparty, but the Cannes appearance served as the official celebration. Their chemistry on the red carpet was evident, and fans are thrilled to see them embarking on this new chapter. It is a significant milestone for both actors, who seem to be balancing their high-flying careers with a very grounded approach to their growing family. They truly looked the part of a happy, expectant couple.
Next we have Danny Bowman, the star of Love on the Spectrum, is speaking out against the recent resurgence of the R-word in popular culture. She specifically called out the hit show Euphoria and Dwayne The Rock Johnson for their use of the slur, calling it painful to watch. Danny argued that the neurodiverse community has worked incredibly hard for inclusion and acceptance, and seeing this language normalized again feels like a massive step backward. In Euphoria, the word has appeared in several episodes of the latest season, used by characters like the one played by Sydney Sweeney. Danny emphasized that this word has been used for decades to bully and dehumanize people on the spectrum. She rejects the idea that using such language is edgy or funny, stating that representation in media means nothing if respect for the community disappears the moment a slur becomes trendy.
Her criticism extended to The Rock's recent appearance at the roast of Kevin Hart, where he used the slur during a joke aimed at NBA star Draymond Green. While Danny expressed respect for Johnson's career, she found his choice of words deeply disappointing. She was joined in her critique by Katie Aeneas, the CEO of the Arc of the United States, who noted that pop culture plays a major role in shaping what society deems acceptable. When major shows and celebrities use this language, it reinforces harmful stereotypes, and makes it harder for neurodiverse individuals to feel safe and respected. Danny's message is clear. Words have real-world impacts, and the entertainment industry has a responsibility to consider the harm caused by reviving derogatory terms. It is a powerful call for accountability in how disability and neurodiversity are treated in mainstream media today.
Now back to returning to the Pete Davidson drama. Sources close to the comedian are now firing back against Elsie Hewitt's claims of neglect. According to insiders, the narrative that Pete is a deadbeat dad is completely false. They claim that Pete has actually been paying for everything related to Elsie and their daughter Scotty, including their rent, living expenses, and health insurance. The source expressed confusion over why Elsie would suggest otherwise on social media, stating that Pete's main priority is ensuring that both the mother and child are well looked after. They admit there has been a breakdown in the relationship and some personal disagreements, but they insist that Pete is fully committed to his role as a father. He has reportedly even changed his work schedule to be more physically present for his daughter, contradicting the image of an absent parent.
This response paints a very different picture of the situation, suggesting that Pete is going above and beyond to provide financial and emotional support. The insider emphasized that Pete is covering all of Scotty's costs and more, making himself extremely available despite the split. It seems there is a significant disconnect between Elsie's public statements and what Pete's camp claims is happening behind the scenes. This kind of he-said-she-said battle is common in high-profile breakups, but the stakes are higher when a young child is involved. Pete's team is clearly working hard to protect his reputation, asserting that he is doing everything possible to be a supportive co-parent. As the two sides continue to clash, it remains to be seen if they can find a way to resolve their issues privately, for the sake of their daughter, rather than through social media posts.
Finally today, Adam Driver has finally broken his silence regarding the shocking claims made by Lena Dunham in her new memoir, Famesick. In the book, Dunham described Driver as being intense and sometimes aggressive on the set of the HBO series Girls. She recounted a specific incident where he allegedly hurled a chair at a wall during a rehearsal because she couldn't remember her lines. When asked about these revelations during a press conference at the Cannes Film Festival, Driver kept his response very brief. He stated that he had no comment on the matter at this time. However, he did offer a tantalizing tease for the future, suggesting that he is saving his side of the story for a book of his own. This hint at a future memoir has immediately sparked intense interest, as fans are eager to hear his perspective on those early years of his career.
The claims in Dunham's book portrayed a complicated dynamic, where she described Driver as both condescending and physically imposing. It is a nuanced but controversial depiction of the Star Wars actor's professional behavior. By choosing not to engage in a back and forth at a press conference, Driver managed to maintain his composure while still signaling that there is more to the story. His comment about saving it all for my book suggests that he isn't ready to let Dunham's version of events be the final word. This development adds a new layer to the ongoing conversation about set culture and the behavior of method actors. Whether or not he actually follows through with a book, his refusal to simply deny the claims has left everyone wondering what his version of the truth really looks like. It is a classic Hollywood standoff.
That wraps up our daily briefing. For more updates on these stories and the latest in entertainment news, make sure to follow us for our next daily update. See you then.